The fall TV season doesn't officially begin for another few weeks, but you can already get an early look online. At least 6 series premieres are now available for free. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says it's a risky bet for the networks.
Of all the new TV shows, I was most interested in seeing The Goldbergs, a new ABC sitcom set in the 1980s about a dysfunctional family.
I know you go through life feeling angry, misunderstood.
Do you ever cry in your pillow?
No, I don't cry in my pillow. Who cries in their pillow?
Not me, I don't.
The Goldbergs premieres Tuesday, September 24th on ABC.
But you don't have to wait until the 24th. Just go online, where the first episode has been available on ABC.com and Hulu 3 weeks before its TV premiere.
I agree with whatever nonsense your mother just said.
Come on, this is not fair.
ABC is giving similar sneak peeks to 2 other shows, while NBC is 2 of its own, like the upcoming detective drama Ironside.
She was thinking about running a marathon, see if she has a trainer. They're the new bartenders for people who don't have time for a shrink. The toss her apartment first, take Teddy with you.
I can handle it.
Yeah, but who's going to handle you?
The broadcast networks have been experimenting with these pre-premieres off and on for the past 6 years, and it's never really made sense to me. I mean, think about it. If I watched that first episode early online, am I really going to watch it again when it debuts on actual TV? And it's TV where it's most crucial to get as many people to watch as possible. Every ratings point counts in a business where the networks have been known to cancel the show after just an episode or two. But here is the network's logic. Online previews mean more people will be talking about their show, which will drive additional viewers to the TV premiere. And that makes some sense, but that logic is also predicated on a flaw that came to mind as I watched one of the other ABC sitcoms made available early, a family comedy set in the world of Little League Baseball called Back in the Game.
What is that noise?
A raccoon got caught in a wall a couple weeks ago. Probably not dead yet.
Okay.
Wow, that's really not that funny. So, now not only am I not going to watch what I might have tuned into for that crucial TV premiere, but I'm going to tell others not to watch, too. So whether you're watching early or on time, a basic TV rule always applies. It's got to be good.
Andrew Wallenstein is editor-in-chief of Variety.